Today, we are here with Dr. Jason Toronto, a craniofacial and pediatric plastic surgeon here at Chalk Children's, who has some tips to share for minimizing the appearance of scars following surgery. So welcome again to Seacrest Studios, Doctor.
Thank you very much. It's good to be here.
I can only imagine the numerous questions and concerns that parents have when it comes to their child when they're facing surgery and the appearance of a scar afterwards. How often does the topic of scarring and scars come up?
Well, it's a very important topic, and parents ask about it all the time, especially in my practice, because patients get sent to me specifically because they don't want to be able to see the scar. So it's something that we talk about every single time. But all of the surgeons here at Chalk and across the country have this discussion with the parents because the parents want to know, obviously they have something that needs to get done surgically, but they want to know what the footprint is going to be. And so that footprint is always the scar, and they're interested in knowing how small it's going to be and how to make it not so noticeable.
Okay. So with that, are some children more at risk for scarring than others?
Definitely. There is a genetic predisposition towards scarring. The more pigment that you have in your skin, the more likely you are to develop what's called a keloid or hypertrophic scarring. And the difference between those two is a keloid is really, really big. It almost looks like a scar that turns into a balloon.
Okay.
And a hypertrophic scar is just a really widened scar that you and I would consider to be sort of an unsightly scar.
Okay.
So there are predispositions, and we don't fully understand all of that at this time. Modern science hasn't really caught up with what mom and dad want, which is to obviously not have their child be subject to a large scar burden.
So can anything be done to mitigate the risks of scars?
Yes, there's actually a fair amount that can be done. Obviously, the portion that's in the surgeon's control is what goes on in the operating room, and they try very hard across the board to mitigate that based on the suture material that they use and the way that they close the wounds. But really the big question is what can be done afterwards, right? Because that is, the scar actually evolves over a year. It takes a full year for your scar to go from actually getting it to sort of where it's going to be the rest of your life. Huh. So in that year, you can actually affect the scar. And that plays somewhat to the genetics of the patient, which obviously, as I just said, you can't control.
Right.
And then somewhat to the things that you can do.
Okay. So to kind of lead into that, once a child is recovered from surgery, are there some things out there that parents can do to improve the appearance of scar or help with that?
Yeah, so there are really three things that I tell my patients are the three critical things that they can do to minimize the amount of scarring and to minimize the appearance, the long-term appearance of it. One is scar massage, and this is literally doing little circles. I tell my parents it's wax on, wax off, just like Karate Kid, because everybody sort of gets that. And
right.
That's literally what you want to do for about 30 seconds to a minute twice a day. And you need to do that for 6 months
to really
have an impact. And it, the next thing is sunblock. And sunblock is a really, really important and underemphasized element of this. Because what happens is if your child goes out into the sun and gets a lot of color, and of course, kids, you can imagine a seven-year-old gets surgery, and then that summer, they don't really remember. They want to go out and play soccer, right?
Exactly.
That's what they want to do. So they're out in the sun, and then they get a really good tan, and then when that color fades, the color will actually stay in the scar. And the thing that your eye and my eye pick up most easily actually is color, even more than the width of the scar.
Mm-hmm.
So by keeping the sunblock on there, and you need to put on at least SPF 30 or more.
Okay.
So by keeping sunblock on that scar, you keep that scar from getting too much color, and that will prevent it from having that lifelong color difference from the surrounding skin. And the final thing is putting on ointments.
Okay.
And this is probably the question that everybody asks plastic surgeons more than any other, is what is the special ointment? What's the best thing, right? Do I go to CVS? Do I go to Neiman Marcus? Where do I go to get this special ointment for my child? And the truth is that there are really two things that we know that work really, really well. One is petrolatum-based ointments, and the best way to say that is Vaseline.
Okay.
Vaseline works really well, and then all of the various derivations, there are lots of products that have Vaseline in them and then some other things. You can use any one of those. And then the other is silicone-based ointments. An example of one of those that you can buy online is called Kelocote, K-E-L-O-C-O-T-E.
Okay.
And you can buy that, and you need to apply that after the scar massage twice a day for 6 months as well. So the sunblock is for a year and the other two are for 6 months.
Wow. Blown away with how long you actually have to treat a scar after the initial surgery or whatever. That amazes me that it's a full year. I mean, so with that, do you have any other advice that you'd like to share, or maybe some resources that parents can look at in regards to this?
Sure. Well, actually, the first thing in terms of advice that I'd like to make sure that parents know is that your child has a really great, healthy immune system. And so because of that, when they get surgery, one of the first things that's going to happen is that scar actually is going to heap up and turn red. And that happens in all of our kids. And we see that mm-hmm. usually between 1 to 3 months.
Yeah.
That isn't necessarily that there's any problem with the way that the surgeon put everything together. That actually is that you have a completely normal, healthy child whose body's doing exactly what it's supposed to do. And after that, it will settle down. But that's why it's so important that you're doing all of these interventions, like I said before, during that time period, because you really can affect that scar. That's when the inflammation is the greatest, and that's when you can have the greatest impact.
Okay, excellent. Well, thank you so much for coming in and talking to us today. I definitely learned a lot about scars today, so thank you
for having me. I very much appreciate it.
Yeah, that was Dr. Jason Toronto talking about scars and minimizing the appearance of them. Again, if you ever want to check out more of our blogs, please go to blog.chocchildrens.org. That's blog.choc children's.org. And thank you all for tuning in again.